This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is Stephen A. from Hollis, Queens, and the Michael K. Show starts now. Holla at your boy, Michael, Don Juan, and Peter.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on this Thursday, January 26th, 2023. Michael, Don, Peter, with you until 7 today.
Hi. Hey, Don.
Don working on zero sleep. Got back from Toronto yesterday at 3 in the morning.
Well, no, we got back way before 3.
Well, I mean, after the Mishigash.
The customs process is very interesting.
You got into your bed at 3.
That you could be legally in the country, Peter, but technically not be. Or I should say, you could technically be in the country, but legally not be, till you clear customs. So,
one of the great enduring comedy acts over the last 31 years for me, every time we have to go through customs with John Sterling. why would I do anything bad to the plane? I'm on it. I don't understand. Why do they have borders? I don't get it. I said, well, some people might agree with you, and some people might not. He goes, I don't understand rules. I don't like rules. I said, yeah, I know, John.
Chicken liver.
I everything you tell me about John, I love him more and more.
I know. He just doesn't like rules.
It should
like
be a
rules.
Sitcom. Well, I guess it is, or it was.
Yeah, no, it is. Every 7 to 10:30 during the baseball season. Yeah,
exactly.
No, the show that was on FX, the...
Your friend.
Yeah.
Brockmire?
Brockmire is
no,
basically...
He's not Brockmire.
Yeah, Brockmire's a wild animal.
He's closer to Brockmire than the average person. If you have the average person and Brockmire, right?
John is
where
for...
on the scale is John?
He's closer to Brockmire.
Right.
But I love him. But he just never understood the concept of custom.
He doesn't like rules.
Why can't I just go to Canada? Who am I bothering? Well, you might be bothered. There are people that do bother people. You
know, but in fairness, it is relatively new.
Borders?
Well, no, because even a few years after 9/11, you didn't need a passport to get to Canada.
Really? I think
yeah,
you did.
A driver's license.
Yeah, really? Driver's license was enough. Then it's somewhere like maybe...
But you still like go to the customs.
Yeah, I guess
you
so.
You had to declare and
you
stuff
still,
like
you,
that.
You did. You went to customs, but you showed
but
your
you filled
license.
Out the card, and then you handed the card, and it seems to be more of a process.
Well, now. One of the reasons he missed one of the trips to Canada this year is they no longer have a card. Everything is done on the American app. It's on that. He has a flip phone. He couldn't do it. I don't believe in rules.
Wait, hold on. But when he got to the airport,
well,
they could just print the ticket.
How do you call an app? Well, when you're traveling with a team, there's some shortcuts, but you have to have the app ready. So the flight attendants actually searched down like an old decrepit card that he filled out. But the next time we went to Canada, he didn't go.
I got to tell you, he's a gem.
He is a gem. He's an American
treasure. He really is a treasure.
There's nobody like him, and there'll never be.
And now, to make things even better than talking about a gem, the Jets have themselves an OC.
That's right.
Yep.
And an OC that comes with implications.
Nathaniel Eugene Aloysius Hackett.
Buddy Hackett.
That's his nickname, Buddy.
Right.
But, you know, this guy's probably a little tight, though, because he doesn't go by Nate. Goes by Nathaniel.
Yeah.
Nathaniel is a tight name.
Yeah, what are you doing? You're in football. You're Nathaniel Hackett?
Listen,
who are we to jump the guy's name? Let's talk about his bona fides. What does your friend Ballard, the genius of all things Green Bay, say about this move? For those that don't know, Nathaniel Hackett, before he couldn't hack it as the coach of the Broncos, was the offensive coordinator for 2 years with Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. 2 years where Rodgers won the MVP. Now, before you get giddy about that, LaFleur calls all the plays. Mm-hmm. It's not Hackett. Now, Hackett did take a Jacksonville Jaguar team coached by Doug Marrone to the AFC Finals.
Championship, they call it.
Championship Finals. Championship
game's fine.
I thought it wasn't basketball.
We don't have to get that for him.
Well, I'm fusing things.
Okay.
With Blake Bortles as the quarterback and got him to the AFC Championship.
Sure.
They lost. But they were ahead at halftime over the Patriots.
Here's Rodgers in 2020 when Hackett left.
Right, these are the COVID MVPs, but, according to...
Hack has been a really important part of our culture change.
and a part of our success on offense. I love him. Hope he doesn't go anywhere, unless I do.
Well, now everybody's leaning, like Jet fans like Mike Greenberg are leaning on the fact that, well, you got Hackett, now Rodgers follows. It didn't work in Denver. I mean, that was the thought that when he got the job at Denver, he was going to follow him to Denver. Now, you could say, well, the Packers weren't willing to trade him. Now the Packers right. might be willing to trade him. But I'm somewhat dubious. You're going to relocate your place of work because of an offensive coordinator that probably has very little input on you because you're 40 years old and you know the game as well as he does. Are you going to go to – I don't know if he wants to go to the Jets.
I don't know either. Right. I don't know if he wants to play.
Do you think that because Nathaniel Hackett's here, he's going to change his mind on the Jets?
It's not going to hurt.
But it won't hurt.
But the question is it worth like holding your nose or spiting yourself to do it because you want Rodgers? I hope that Robert Saleh, as he said earlier today, kept circling back. They interviewed a ton, I think 15 coaches. They kept circling back to Hackett, circling back to Hackett. Hire him because you think he's a good offensive coordinator. And the positive byproduct is it might bring Rodgers. Don't have it be the sole reason. And I can't imagine, Michael, especially with a job not necessarily on solid ground, he's got to get this right, that you have to be prepared to have this OC, whoever it is,
right,
and maybe not have the quarterback that you want. So are you prepared to have him be your offensive coordinator, maybe for the length of your time here, and not have Aaron Rodgers? So I would have to think that he likes him as a coach and is prepared to have him no matter who his quarterback is. Otherwise, it's stupid. You can't do that. I don't really like this guy, but listen, he's going to get us Rodgers, so let's hire him. No, they've got to like him.
No, I think they like him. I think you're right about that. You don't just hire a guy on the whim and hope that he can bring you Aaron Rodgers when, as the head coach, he couldn't do that.
Well, you know, but I was thinking about that too, Michael, and you're right. Who knows what Green Bay was thinking at the time. But I don't know if you want him to be your offensive coordinator. Head coach, you don't have as much involvement as the head coach. You have other things to worry about. So would that make it unattractive? Like, if you hired him as the OC, fine, but you're making him the head coach, am I going to be able to pry him away from his other duties to focus on me? Like, you want somebody that's going to be all about you. And as a head coach, Mike, you got to deal with the media, you got to deal with defense, you got to deal with putting out fires in the room. The offensive coordinator, just all he thinks about is his quarterback and his offense. Mm-hmm. Did it hurt Denver's chances of getting Rodgers? Because they made him the head coach. It certainly did, because he didn't know what he was doing as a head coach.
Well, he actually stopped calling plays for Denver and turned it over to Clint Kubiak, who also was interviewed for this job. And, you know, a lot of people saying, well, the Jets hurried. They didn't hurry. It's good.
No.
It's good to do it in a hurry.
I like how the NFL is generally just a rotating list of last names you know with random first names of family members. It's just like, I always consider Clint the real Kubiak, in my opinion.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's the only one I respect.
So what is the Ballard thing?
So Ballard's feeling is as follows.
Ballard.
He said,
oh, by the way, we're in the middle of the Gang Green report. I don't know if I told you that.
Mm-hmm.
Brought
Ballard
you by
report.
Two by London, the engagement shop at London Jewelers.
Rodgers to the Jets starting to make a lot of sense. Wilson doesn't look ready. Gets to sit and learn from his childhood idol. Could be good timing. 2 years with Rodgers, then Wilson. Hackett is now there. Jets look ready. We have this stuff we all know, of course. Rodgers, of course, proven in cold weather, the kind of guy you can bring here. I mean, listen, there's no doubt that getting someone who he's clearly fond of here, I think all of us would agree, guys, it's not a nothing burger. It's not, you don't immediately, I wouldn't start laying down bets in Vegas he's coming here. But wouldn't we all agree it's something?
It's definitely something.
Something to sink your teeth into. Certainly relative to where we were yesterday.
It kind of tells you that the Jets are in the space of we want Rodgers. They're not of the few callers we got yesterday. I don't want a 40-year-old. I don't want to revisit Brett Favre. I think the Jets want him. Now, whether they get him or not, who knows? But this hiring tells you that they like Hackett. And you know what? If it helps us get Rodgers, great.
And they have an owner who's thinking back into history and saying, I had this idea once before, and it worked. We got close. Had things just broken slightly differently, it really did work with Favre. Why not try it again?
But Favre didn't age well, obviously. But people misremember the Favre era. They were 8-3. And then he injured his shoulder, didn't tell anybody about it. Then he's healthy in Minnesota. They go to the championship game. If Favre stays healthy, Michael, they're a playoff team.
Yeah, they were headed
toward
that.
I don't want Favre revisited. Plus, they knew they only had Favre for the 1 year. No matter what happened, he was going to leave and go to Minnesota. This is something that can go beyond this year, right? What did Dan Olafsky say? I think he's got two, maybe three.
Yeah, but you just hope that he's not flaky and, you know, does the 1 year and then wants to go to Minnesota. You know, who knows what he wants to do? Maybe he wants to play for an NFC team and he knows he has to do this this stopover in New York. I don't think I'd want him for 1 year.
We haven't heard that the way we heard it with Favre, right? The Packers were not going to trade Favre to Minnesota, so he had to go someplace else for a year before it was going to happen. We're not hearing that. He may want to go to San Francisco. He may want to stay in the NFC, but we haven't heard that. If he comes to the Jets and has a successful season, you don't think he'd want to maybe stay here and see it through? I don't know if he's itching to go. Now, maybe he's itching to retire. Could he play 1 year and then decide to walk away? I don't think he would do that if they're knocking on the door for a championship.
I would be amazed, although you cannot read this guy's mind because he's a different dude. But he has about $120 million guaranteed over the next 2 years. I don't care if you're Warren Buffett. Nobody just cavalierly walks away from $120 million. Is he willing to do that? And do the Packers really want him to go? Now, the Packers are almost in the situation that the Jets are going to be in next year. What exactly are they going to do with Love, with Jordan Love? They've got to make a decision. They have not picked up his 50-year option yet. What are they going to do? Now, if Rodgers comes back, you know what's going to happen? They'll lose Jordan Love. That's it. He's just going to leave. The same thing with Zach Wilson. If you don't have Zach Wilson back playing the year after this one, he's done. Why would he come back?
Well, you saying he'd have to play year two?
For them to pick up his fifth-year option.
Yeah, but what if they get Rodgers,
right,
and it's going great,
mm-hmm,
and he's not playing, but he's happy learning behind Rodgers, and they're feeling good about who he's becoming?
But they're not going to pay him a lot of money to just sit there and watch Rodgers.
No, he's not going to make a lot of money. Who's going to offer him money?
But that's what I'm saying.
He had two miserable years and then didn't play for a third year. Nobody's going to offer him anything.
I don't think there'll be a huge bidding war. Like, they could sign him for a short contract, you know, two-year deal to prove himself kind of deal.
Nobody's going to sign him to go to any situation where he could be a starter.
We talked about this a bunch, but I just think it's like it bears repeating. Guys, I know it was implied that they feel this way. How badly was the ball dropped by not putting Wilson around someone who's played the position? Like, that's really the biggest thing
LaFleur said it before he left.
And, like, this is what we've learned from Zach. It's not – everyone keeps telling us it's not about skill. Everyone.
But honest, right now, if you're a Jet fan and you have a chance to get Aaron Rodgers, why is Zach Wilson even on your mind? Why do you even care at this point?
It's a thing to make you feel better for the people who don't like the idea of, quote, mortgaging your future. So they want to know, what are we going to do after? And so it's a reasonable plan.
But let's say, again, there's no guarantees in this world, right? We only know that they win six games and Rodgers is hurt most of the year. But there's a very good chance that they could be playing in a championship game next year and then maybe the year after win a Super Bowl. So why are you worried about year three and four? Have won a Super Bowl over 50 years. Why aren't you focused on the now? You've got the weapons. You've got, you think you got the OC now. You've got a defense that's top five. I understand that there were some things that make you think that maybe it's not quite a championship defense, but it's still as good as any defense that's in the AFC right now competing for a championship.
Well, I've got some intel on Hackett.
Okay.
All right, so the Jacksonville situation, the head coach was my childhood friend, Doug Marone.
Sure.
So I reached out to Doug and said, tell me what you know. He said he's a really smart guy, went to Cal Davis.
He was a good athlete.
Has really done a good job with limited quarterbacks. He said, I was really shocked at the Denver situation, although I don't know exactly what went wrong. He will bring a lot of energy into the room, and I believe he will get the most out of the Jets' talent. It will be a tough situation if they don't have a quarterback, but that is everyone's challenge. His best job was having a top-10 offense with Blake Bortles at quarterback in 2017. So this guy was his head coach. So there's respect there, and we'll see how it works here.
Respect from a great head coach, regardless of how we feel about the, you know, his nozzleness, respect from one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It's promising.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Don. I don't want Jet fans to think they hired this guy on the hope, the wing and a prayer that he's going to get Roger. I think they believe in him. He runs the West Coast offense, which Saleh is, in fact, comfortable with. And also Wilson's comfortable with. But so LaFleur did run a West Coast offense, so it's going to be an offshoot of that, hopefully taught better.
But let's be clear. I'm very confident Woody Johnson and other owners of that ilk would absolutely throw a coordinator job at someone on the hope they get Rodgers. Because from his perspective, hey, the guy has a good enough track record. He gives us our shot at Rodgers. It doesn't work. We move on. But, like, I wouldn't put it past him that is the reason.
Now, an interesting sidebar to this, there's been talk that if you get Rodgers, it's going to be two first-round draft picks. I was reading Brian Costello's story in the New York Post today about it, and he said, they're not going to get that. He said, at most, they'll get maybe a mid-round draft pick. And then, according to how he does, you might give them a first-round pick the next year. He said, no one's giving them two first-round draft picks because you've got to absorb that money.
That's true. And also, what's the bidding war going to be when you've narrowed it down to the NFC? So who would the Jets be competing with?
You've taken the NFC out of it.
Taking the NFC out of it, right? Right. So AFC.
Maybe the Dolphins and the Raiders.
Right, the Dolphins. Right. So there is some competition, and that's what's going to drive the price up. That's it. I understand Aaron Rodgers is worth two first-round picks on his resume, but he's only worth what people are willing to pay.
Right.
Maybe it goes higher. Like, I don't know what the Raiders are going to want to do. I don't know what the Dolphins are going to want to do. They were almost going to give part ownership to Tom Brady last year.
Right.
So I don't know. Maybe they'll go three first-round picks. Maybe they'll just go one. We don't know. Yeah, he's worth this by looking at his resume, but he's only worth what teams are willing to pay, and I don't know what the Raiders and Dolphins would want to do.
I wish the first time we have Hackett on the air, I'm going to go, why not Nate? Why are we going with Nathaniel?
I have a buddy.
It would be if Don called himself Donald.
Can't do that anymore.
What do you mean you can't do that anymore?
Nothing.
Well, come on, really?
No, I mean,
I'm. I don't like. I like Don or Donnie. I'm not a Donald guy.
No, never have been.
It has nothing to do with the former president. I was never a Donald guy.
And I'm a Michael guy, not a Mike guy, because of my mom.
You sound like a stiff too.
Yeah, a lot of people think that, but when you meet me, you realize how loose I am. My mom never liked anybody to call me Mike. She hated the name Mike.
Your mom sounds like a very opinionated woman.
Oh, where do you think he gets it from?
If you ever say anything bad about my mom, I'll throw a computer at you.
Was that bad?
Wait.
Hold on. Michael, do me a favor. I mean, it's all due respect. Turn your mic off for a minute. We need to discuss this. You're worried on these airwaves that was considered disrespect to your mother.
My mom is gone. Your parents are both here.
Oh, wait. But Don's mom, you accuse of hosting sex rums at her house.
I didn't say hosting them.
What, you don't?
The house was actually the center of it. It's not hosting. It's not like they were serving, like,
no, my mom's having people over. Mm-hmm. She's going to have, she's going to have some
crumb cake.
Yeah, she's probably going to put out a jump of crackers.
That's my point.
See, no, Don, you know what? I'll hold him back. Punch him right in the face. In the face.
Drop a computer on He'll drop a computer on your head.
Because I said she's opinionated.
Yeah,
she sounds like an opinionated woman.
I think it came from a place where you're trying to compliment that she's an opinionated, strong-minded woman.
You've never met my mom. You have no right to talk about her.
I know she would not allow you to say certain words.
Right.
And it's affected you. She felt so strongly.
I've never said the F word because of her. Right, ever. But I said every other word.
Right, which by the way, you're playing with Tonka trucks at that point, you know.
Because
say other words that she would also have a big problem with.
Now, if he's going with Nathaniel, again, no offense to anybody whose name is Nathaniel. Nate's better.
Yeah, well, the manager of the Met is Nathaniel. Is he Nathaniel Showalter? He went with Buck.
Right, so he got off it completely. I'm not saying I'll get off it. I'm just saying I think Nate sounds better. It's easier. It's tighter. It's cleaner. Now, I've got a friend whose son is named Nathaniel. So how's Nate doing? Nathaniel gets upset.
No, this guy's a nozzle, right?
That's your opinion.
Is he a nozzle? I'm asking.
No, he's religious.
So what is that?
Is Nathaniel a religious name?
Well, to him it is. So I think I don't know.
See,
I didn't
that's
take
not
a
how
deep dive.
Works.
No, but for him, he's naming him from a certain place. So maybe, obviously, Nathaniel's dad's name was Paul, but I don't know, maybe his grandfather's was Nathaniel, went by Nathaniel. So if you're naming him specifically for a religious reason or a former member of the family, you want to honor that by not shortening
it. But Rodgers and Peter's, covert taping called him Hack. You can't go from Nathaniel to Hack.
Wait, Rodgers called him? Oh, yeah, he
said,
did.
Yeah,
he did.
I like Hack.
He said, yeah, that is true.
So what it is, it's not that he's against nicknames or anything. It's just that I guess he got the name. It's special because it's Nathaniel. And he feels that it's a lack of honor by shortening it to Nate. That's where I think it's coming from. Because you can't like Nathaniel over Nate.
Who are the other Nates out there? Burleson.
Nate Burleson, not Nathaniel.
He does not go by Nathaniel.
No.
Nate
Archibald, not Nathaniel Archibald.
Well, but he doesn't go by, he goes by Tiny.
Well, to his friends, he's Nate. Or Nate you don't the know Skate. That. Yeah.
Oh, Nate Diaz, the fighter.
Yeah,
goes
not
by Nate.
Nathaniel.
Yeah, no, by the way, no UFC, no MMA fighters, Nathaniel.
Now, I will tell you a Nathaniel that I know.
Well, maybe there are.
Buck's son is Nathaniel Showalter V, and he is Nathaniel. They always call him Nathaniel, not
But that's
Nate.
Probably to separate, well, no, because Buck's Buck.
Buck's yeah. Buck, yeah.
Buck. Anthony, every time we talk about Buck, can you please just have
the Lindor child.
The Lindor child on Smash right there.
Buck.
Thank you. So, Nate, okay, we got to discuss Nate.
Nate Robinson. Not Nathaniel Robinson.
You call Jake. That's a good one. You know, he doesn't go by Nathaniel Robinson.
No, who does other than Hackett?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I hope it doesn't mean he's a tight guy.
To me, it screams tight.
Because the head coach is not a tight guy. A religious guy.
Who, Saleh?
Yeah. But Saleh, he's cursed on our air before.
Yeah, but not the big curse that I don't say.
Really? So you're not impressed?
Is that the only one you're not allowed to say if you're religious?
No, this has nothing to do with religious.
We're talking about general looseness, you know?
Oh, I see.
Because Bob, he cursed on the show. Said the S word.
Now, where does Nathan come from, Nathaniel?
Bob!
Is that a byproduct of it, too?
You know what? I'm sorry. Buck calls his son Nathan, not Nathaniel.
That's different.
Oh.
Now, here's another question.
That's an offshoot of Nathaniel.
Nathaniel has two shortened names. That's how long a name it is. By the way,
Nate McMillan.
Right.
Nate McMillan.
Not Nathaniel.
So to go with the, so you could say that Nathaniel is the elongated version, because you can go Nathan or Nate.
I think it's the affectation version. Nate Sudfeld, not Nathaniel. Why does Jacob know every Nate in the world? I want to know.
Well, let me ask you. Are you just a savant on the subject, or do you have some sort of a computer site open that's feeding you all this? Because I want to go with savant, because Jacob's very underrated.
No, Jacob's using his Google, I imagine. Or he's just a freak who's obsessed with people named Nate.
Well, Anthony Greek, our degenerate gambler from Yes, he says Nathaniel was one of the original 12 apostles of Jesus, gift of God.
See, I knew it had something to do with that. So my friend Bill is very religious, so he wants to honor that, so Nate doesn't honor it. His name's not Nate.
So every other Nathaniel doesn't honor the 12 apostles of Jesus.
I feel like...
But Hackett does.
I don't know. Maybe his great-grandfather, who saved the world in World War I or something, I don't know, and they want to honor it. It's got to come from a place of honor, not preference. That's my guess. Hopefully we'll have him on. We're the home of the Jets.
No, we definitely will.
It's going to be the first question, right?
Imagine we tell Jet PR, well, what do you want him on for? We want to ask him why his name is Nathaniel and not Nate.
Yeah, because it seems a little tight. Not as clean as Don
described.
I think we've covered a lot.
We have.
Are we going to get like, is Jared over at the Jets going to say no questions about the name?
First name, please.
Then we don't want him, I'd say.
That's the only one.
Would you go that far?
Yeah, I would. If we can't ask him why Nathaniel, we're good. We're good.
Because everything else is coach speak anyway. This is real.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. But if he's telling us why Nathaniel, we're going to listen.
And I have a question for you when we get back to.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's important.
Why do you look so nice today?
Really?
Well, you just ruined it. So anyways, the question I was going to ask you was, as you see, I went with a look that you have worn many times.
Yeah, it's a great look.
Thought about you, the turtleneck sport coat.
Yeah, almost like the Lost in Space look.
Or Sprockets from SNL. Do you feel that I can, is it an option to double roll the turtleneck?
It's very clunky.
So you think go with the high?
Right.
Am I too short?
You don't have an elongated neck, so that's your problem. So your turtleneck is going
right
up against
your beard. It's not a mock turtleneck, right?
No, it's the real deal. Like, I wonder if I...
Is it cashmere?
No,
you can tell it's not cashmere.
Well, how did you tell that?
You know what, Don? You son of a bitch.
That's the Gang Green Report brought to you by 2 by London, the engagement shop by London Jewelers. Pick and design the perfect engagement ring to fit every budget at any of their 7 area locations. I don't think anybody heard that on the radio side, what you just called Don.
Son of a bitch. You can say that word. It's not a bleep. You don't need to bleep it.
They said it on MASH 40 years ago. Come on, can radio grow up?
No.
Seriously, television.
You know, Disney owns our station.
I just tried.
They don't have, like, it's a small world after all, you son of a. They don't.
Okay, can I tell you what else? Can I tell you what else Disney owns? There's a mic drop moment. UFC. Let's keep going. I mean, I'm sorry, we don't own it, but we're partners. Have you ever watched a post fight with our partner, UFC?
Hey,
it's literally filth, flarn, 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 filth.
For 4 hours a day, we take you on a ride. Nothing that resembles It's a Small World. All right? This is not a teacup ride.
No, it's a big boy.
Big boy.
Big boy.
Big boy.
It's
ride.
The Matterhorn.
I'm a big boy.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Kind of a big moment here.
What?
Because my mom just out of the blue texts. She never does that. And it's pretty much accurate.
Okay. Go ahead.
Just a bunch of random words. Peter looks really nice today.
Wow. Why is that?
Because she doesn't text out of the blue.
You know why? You know why I'm going to start dressing up again? I'm bringing it back.
Because you look like a loathsome hack when you don't.
That's not what I was going to say.
Oh.
Well, you guys remember, I had a period where I dressed up a lot.
Yeah, you were committed to it.
I was committed. I wore a suit very often.
You're not
often.
Great with commitment. Natalie's not listening right now, right?
She actually is.
You don't even know you're a bad guy. That makes it worse.
He knows.
If he intentionally was a bad guy, that's just who he is. He's really ignorant. As smart as he is, he's ignorant on how bad a guy he is.
You know what? No, the thing that's brought me back to it. I mean, terrible. He's a terrible person.
Well, what did I say that was wrong? You made a commitment to wear nice clothes once a week, and you just forgot.
No, once a week. I wore it every day.
Not good at commitment.
Right.
Do I have to spell it out for you?
That doesn't mean that you're permanently not good. You can get better at it.
But do I have to spell it out?
The back of your baseball card shows very low OBP on commitment.
That's not true. Look at all the different things in my life that I've been committed to for so long with consistency. Mm-hmm. In fact, certain things about me you swear are going to change that never do.
Okay.
Am I wrong, Don?
Please, what was your point?
No.
About...
he's just... I'm just...
You're
disgusted.
Mind blown how bad a guy is.
He just doubled down without even knowing it.
He knew. Again, stop. He knows what he's doing.
Right. Why is he insulting me as if I'm some rube? No,
He knows exactly how bad he is. the Joker doesn't think he's Batman. He knows he's the Joker. I realized the other day, after having a conversation with about Stephen A., that I realized, tell me the truth. I really think I'm onto something here. Stephen A. and I have a fine rapport. I would say a good rapport.
Yes. Dumb boys.
Stephen A. has never taken me seriously because of the way that I dress.
And you know that
he's disgusted by people who aren't dressed to the nines, and more often than not, I'm not. And I said, you know what? Stephen A. probably represents other people as well. I need to go back to my dressing nice.
But why not give credit to Michael and myself?
when you were on CNN back in the day.
That was
as little hip-hop boy. And we were like, you're not going to be taken seriously if you don't dress well.
I don't even know how you got up from that. You had a hat on backwards on CNN.
That one, I'm actually still going to fight for myself on that one. I really, it would have been so weird for me to show dressed up when it says we have on a hip-hop DJ to talk about the election. And I show up dressed like, I didn't need to dress like this for that. It just didn't.
I told you the Frank Zappa story when he went to Congress for censorship. Frank Zappa, don't eat the yellow snow. Frank Zappa, suit and tie. Because he wanted to be taken seriously.
Right.
Because he had a serious message. A
lot of people, important people watching CNN.
Oh, yeah, in the middle of the day?
Yeah, and they completely, this guy can't work for
watching
me.
Aaron, whoever it was, what show was
Aaron
that even
Burnett?
On? It was Aaron Burnett.
That's a pretty.
You know who filled in at that time?
Who?
Don Lemon.
Really?
Yeah, he literally was like borderline not a human being.
Why?
He was just a sort of a TV robot.
Well, you're going after a guy right now. You know that?
Well, hold on, I'm not saying he's a bad person. I'm saying
he's borderline robot.
When he's in his zone, when he's like hosting the show, and they bring me on as Joe random guest, I'm just saying there was no. Sometimes you go on shows like that and you actually connect with the host and there's like a real thing.
No connection.
And sometimes it's like, bring him in, get him out.
But don't you think...
Not in a mean way, just efficient.
That Mr. Lemon, right, was sitting there at the desk and all of a sudden hip-hop boy walks in with his hat on backwards. You're dismissed immediately. He doesn't want to engage with you. He doesn't think, I'm going to go to Le Cirque with him later tonight. Or we're going to go to the polo bar. No, I can't go anywhere with him other than Grace Papaya the way he looks right now.
I looked a little better than you give me credit for.
Don.
You didn't look like anybody that I wanted to hear from. And it was during a very important... No, it was important. It was, what, the 2016 election?
What was important about that?
I don't know. Why were you on?
No,
trying to encourage people to vote. And think of all those people that didn't.
Because of the hat.
Just the general attitude of, why should I take this guy seriously?
The point
He's not Eazy-E. He's coming on to talk about how you should go out there and vote. Wasn't a rock the vote segment, all right?
You know who I was? I was like Chris Farley in Black Sheep when he shows up to the Rock the Vote concert. You got to fight for your right to vote! That was me.
Was this before the election or not? Or after?
I know what you're going to do.
What was it before the
election? It was before the election.
Well, there you go.
Well, that's what
there
I was
There are so
on.
Many people that changed their votes when they saw you.
But I won't give out my political leanings.
No, you never do.
But New York went the way I wanted it to go. Oh, but I've
CNN
national.
Is national, my
CNN
friend.
CNN is national.
So that all the southern states were watching go, oh, this punk. I'm not voting for him.
I might have swung like Missouri or something.
Yeah.
Or Georgia.
Oh, I think you definitely swung Florida.
Let's put it this way. They may want you to testify.
And you swung Ohio, and you swung Pennsylvania.
Right,
you swung it all.
There you go.
You really swung it with your backward
cap. We've been able to pinpoint what happened. It was actually an appearance by a radio DJ.
So you essentially changed the world. Changed the world.
The more we talk about it, it makes sense.
It makes sense.
People thought it was Hillary Clinton's emails.
Right. No, it was you. And
it was
that
Peter
backward
Rosenberg's
hat.
Red hat.
Oh my God!
It wasn't the red hat people thought.
No,
but it was a Wizards hat.
Yeah.
A Washington Wizards hat.
Oh my God!
So many things falling into
we
place.
We don't know what was on the back of that hat.
Don, don't make that joke.
Let's go to Chris in Belmore. Chris, talk to us. Set us straight, please.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to make a comment about compensation for Aaron Rodgers. So you guys mentioned how other interested teams could potentially drive up the price. Now, it's a big if, but if Rodgers is committed to wanting to be a New York Jet, couldn't he essentially say to the Packers, look, I'm only going to the Jets.
Yes.
If you trade me anywhere else, I will retire.
Yes.
And as a future New York Jet quarterback, you would think, to have as much draft picks as possible and not giving up the farm to get them. So,
well, I hear what you're saying. I mean, if they have to give up a first-round draft pick this year, I don't think it's going to impact Rodgers. But, yeah, Rodgers could make it very difficult on the Packers. But the Packers could make it difficult on him. You play for us, you don't play for anybody. They could do that. And if he doesn't play for anybody, you know what? They don't have to pay him $58 million this year. Still counts against the cap, but they don't have to pay it.
Fair point.
Keeps money in the pocket of Ballard, who's a Packer shareholder, right?
I do not believe he's a shareholder.
Well, what kind of hack is he?
Is he? Is everyone how hard is it to be a shareholder?
Ballard. They have to keep issuing new shares, but most people that are Packer fans have one of those stupid pieces of paper.
Just to have it.
Then he does. Whatever stupid thing you have to have as a Packers fan. I mean, Ballard has 70 different Rashawn Gary rookie cards. So I hope that he has.
And this is a guy who has a living, breathing girlfriend with a pulse.
Living, breathing.
Nothing that he ordered in a box.
Non-plastic.
Right.
And actually very cool.
And she's okay with him having, what was it, Rashawn Gary?
Yeah.
70 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Don, here's the best part about Ballard. He has no sense of how crazed his biases towards the Packers. Last summer, going out to play golf, I sat next to Ballard, and we had our ritual pre-season football conversation. Let's talk about the year that will be for our teams, where I get in about 30 seconds on the Commanders, and he waxes poetic on the Packers. He told me, to my face, with zero irony and 100% certainty, that this year's Green Bay Packers defense was going to be, and I quote, the 85 Bears.
Mm.
Well, he meant the 85 Bears now. They're all in their 60s.
Yeah, if Richard Dent was playing right now.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what he meant. I mean, he's very bright.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
We've got the Knicks at the Celtics at 7:30.
Oh, yeah, it's a loss for the Knicks.
So the pregame is at 7 right here on 97. We have the Nets and the Pistons, 7:30. So that's on Yes, starting at 7 o'clock with the pregame. And then we have the Devils and the Predators at 8. Not on any of our portals.
Don, real quick, how was your parlay yesterday?
Not good. Lost them both.
Okay.
But if you lose one, you lose it all, right?
That's the way parlays work.
I'll tell you what, the Islanders are in all kinds of trouble.
That may have been a drop, by the way. How fast he responded.
That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew, the original triple blended, triple distilled, triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly. Listen, we're not going to get into a big Islander discussion, probably spend about 30 seconds on it. But I will tell you this, Don, after standing pat, getting rid of a very well-respected coach, Stanley Pack saying nothing was wrong with the team last year, then they're playing like this. If it was anybody but a legendary guy like Lou Lamoriello, his job would be in danger.
No, he would be definitely in danger.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 11 straight games without scoring a third-period goal. It's ridiculous. They just can't score.
They averaged 2.29 goals per game over the last 15 games, which is 29th in the hockey. Come on.
No, it's really bad. It's really bad, and that they're only 5 points out of a playoff spot, but we're 50 games into the schedule for the Islanders, and you're not winning at all right now with one win in their last 10, six straight losses. Now, it's a lot of trouble, but Lou took responsibility before the game against Ottawa, told the press, it's on me.
Who else is it on?
Well, he didn't fire the coach. I mean, that's something I was speculating. Will he shake it up and fire Lambert?
How would he look? He's the guy who hired Lambert.
I get it, Michael, but this is a guy that has fired coaches before. This is a guy that fired Robbie Fatorik with 8 games left in the season because they fell out of first place. Put Larry Robinson and they won the cup. I mean, all right, he took responsibility for it, but he's not firing anybody, and we'll see. He's got the deadline, but right now, the way they're playing and with some of the assets they have, they might be better off selling than buying at this point.
Oh, we'll see what they do right before the deadline. You're right. But, boy, what a letdown that would be. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Alan in the money truck. What's up, Alan?
The money truck.
Money truck, Alan?
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? Yeah, you know, I work for an armored truck company.
Oh, okay. I love it. Be careful.
Yeah, definitely. I was just wanting to get into this Jets talk, man, because I talked to Bart earlier, and I'm like, yo, if the Jets have Aaron Rodgers this year, aren't we playing this Sunday?
I think so. I don't know if you'd be playing in the AFC Championship game, but I think you would have won a game in the playoffs.
Right, right. I think we have a good enough defense to beat the Bengals, but, you know, that's just me. But, yeah, and I was going back to the Hatchet hiring. Salah and Hatchet, they actually coached together on the Jags. They were actually on the same coaching staff.
Yeah.
And like you said, top five offense by a bum quarterback, Blake Bortles. That's crazy to me.
But remember one thing about that, Alan. It wasn't so much Bortles. They had a great running game. Now, is it going to be great again this year? I mean, the Jets never had a great running game. Oh. The kid was headed toward a really good season. But it took Saquon Barkley a couple of years to get back to prime Saquon Barkley after a knee injury.
But if you're complimenting Hackett on the job he did with Blake Bortles taking him to the championship game, isn't that more of a Zach Wilson conversation than an Aaron Rodgers conversation?
What do you mean?
Well, meaning that, hey, Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. But if they don't get Aaron Rodgers, if he's able to make something out of Blake Bortles and take him to a championship game, imagine what he can maybe do with Zach Wilson. Is that I'm not saying that Zach's the fallback. They got to go out and get a quarterback. But could he also, as Zach being the backup, work with Zach and try to find something in him that when you do move on, whether it's Rodgers or Carr or whatever, that this is somebody you might be able to keep long-term and work with?
I mean, part of his job, I'm sure, is to get the Zach to the next level. But I think there's 0% chance that Zach Wilson has a chance to compete for the starting job this year. Zero.
No, I agree. But right. I don't think Nathaniel Hackett was hired to be here one season. I'm just saying is if you're going to talk about the job he did with Blake Bortles, to me that's more of a Zach Wilson conversation than an Aaron Rodgers conversation.
Now, I wonder why Hackett took this job. First of all, he's got the money coming in. So he's essentially working for nothing. So they have an offset for the head coaching money that he had with Denver.
Okay.
So anything that the Jets pay him, it's not like on top of the money he got with the Broncos. It's instead of. So if he got $4 million a year as the head coach of the Broncos, and the Jets pay him $1 million, so the Broncos have to pay him $3 million. So he's working for nothing.
Right.
Absolutely zero. And if you look at the history of coaches that were coordinators, right, they usually sit out a year if they fail as a coach. Because if you come right back, and let's say this is a complete dumpster fire, he'll never get a coordinator's job again, ever, in the NFL. He's really rolling the dice.
But what's the difference between taking the year off?
Because there's some time to take a breath, and it's not going to be you have to do it right away. He's entering a situation where Jets have to make the playoffs next year.
Right.
So it's a big gamble, and you had the money. The money is yours.
Yeah, but
you're working for nothing.
But you got to be careful. A year away from the game, things change, job opportunities change, and then you kick yourself. You know, maybe he realized, all right, I'm not going to be a head coach anytime soon because that was a miserable situation in Denver. Not that it was all his fault, but at least he made his share of mistakes too. Why not jump right back into it? I would feel a year out of the game, so much can change. It's a good job with some weapons. They're going to get a quarterback. They're going to get a quarterback that's going to be, you would think, pretty good to work with, whether it's Garoppolo, Carr, certainly Aaron Rodgers. Why wait a year? What if your opportunities next year aren't nearly as good?
Well, I think distance blurs what's going on, and the longer you're away from the Bronco job, the more people will forget about how bad the Broncos thing went. But if you're diving right back into the water, it's in the forefront of everybody's mind. And again, you're in a situation where if the Jets don't make the playoffs this year, Robert Saleh's gone. And I think that the whole staff will be gone. And I think Joe Douglas will be gone. So you're really rolling the dice. So if it doesn't work out here, and let's say they bring in, let's take one of the lesser quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield. And they finish 7-10. He's gone. His reputation shot.
But why?
At most, he'll be a quarterback coach somewhere.
How would the reputation improve sitting out a year? Everybody remembers what happened in Denver, and then he didn't work.
It wouldn't be as fresh in the mind. Then the Rodgers thing would be more prevalent. Look, he had Rodgers, and he was the MVP.
I got to believe it's going to be better than Baker Mayfield.
Well, I would hope.
I think they would get Carr and Garoppolo before they'd settle for Baker Mayfield.
We always bring up Carr, and I just wonder about that. You think that Carr is a product of the 49ers system now? Is he going to be as good away from Kyle Shanahan?
Are you talking about Carr or Garoppolo?
Garoppolo.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I would take Carr over Garoppolo.
Well,
I don't know,
also, and Carr, right, just operated under the guy who Tom Brady looks at as like a god. But he couldn't get and was released, essentially.
But he was under a few different people.
True.
And
but he didn't work well with Josh McDaniels.
He still had numbers, though.
Not numbers good enough for McDaniels to want him.
I just feel like with Kyle, the evidence is so clear that he makes everyone awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's kind of in a different stratosphere. With the Purdy thing at this point, it's now like I just believe anyone could go there. Like you tell me the starting quarterback in the NFL, besides maybe Zach Wilson. But maybe even Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson went there, he'd be great.
Yeah, so like
great.
Who wouldn't be great under Kyle Shanahan that's starting games?
I mean, the fact that Brock Purdy has him in the NFC Championship, it's startling. This was the last guy picked in the draft. And it also makes them look bad. Makes the 49ers look bad. All the draft capital, they gave up the draft Trey Lance. For what? This guy could do it with anybody.
Well, we'll see. I mean, if Trey Lance is what they think he could be.
Right. Well, how much better could he be than Purdy?
Well,
Purdy hasn't lost.
I know he hasn't lost, but he's not putting up huge numbers.
He's doing exactly what he has to do to win.
Right, but I think they're also looking at it. That was Garoppolo, right? Just do enough to win games, and it wasn't good enough to win a championship.
He's doing it more impressively, I'll say, than Garoppolo.
Right. But
their offense looks more dynamic right now than it did last year.
Right, but it's still not, I think, to the level Shanahan wants it to see. Now, it's what you got to do. He was the last pick in the draft and all that. But if they lose to Philadelphia, well, then it's, hey, listen, he's great, but we need somebody to get us over the top. And maybe they didn't think Garoppolo can do it. Maybe they think Trey Lance can. We'll see. So I don't think it makes them look bad, Michael, if Trey Lance turns out to be somebody that wins them championships.
Well, by the way, speaking of the NFL playoffs, any word on the Cincinnati-KC line today? Any changes?
Yeah, I think. What did it go up to, Anthony?
KC minus one.
I should have grabbed KC at getting 2.5.
They're back to being a favorite. This is bizarro world. Literally, it's changing my mind, Don. My pick is waffling with the
line. So this was
line.
All his ankle. And yeah, now that he's not in the injury report, it's right back to, because if he wasn't hurt, there's no way you tell me they're a dog at home in a playoff game. So it's back to where it was if he had never gotten hurt. Now, I don't know if I buy that. That was a pretty nasty injury.
Although I guess ultimately if you believe in Kansas City, the line swings actually haven't mattered. They were a short favorite, right. Short dog, short right. Favorite. Like, you still like them. It's never been past 3 either direction.
Well, 2.5 is a lot to get with Kansas City when the game's playing at Arrowhead. Wow.
That is true.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.